broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, it's a getaway Friday morning, Friday, April the 9th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour, and we're having a conversation again about it, but it doesn't have to stick with downtown Marion. It can be any areas in Marion. We've obviously talked about the South End with the mall and the East End where all the businesses are. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. You know, it never hurts to voice your opinion about things of this nature. We talked a lot this week about concealed carry, stand your ground, laws here in Ohio. Why not talk about things in our own community? I think there are areas where we could improve, and I think there are areas where we have improved. I think one of the problems is people do have a problem recognizing that there is a problem. And also, people really do get self-absorbed in a way. If it's good for them, then they will be very positive. But if it's not good for them, they tend to be very negative. It's a funny world like that. But that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Or if you have any thoughts on why the Royals are so popular here in the United States. Why do they sell magazines? Why is that a thing? I really don't understand that. And of course, this is coming off the heels of the news that Prince Philip died overnight at the age of 99. Certainly a good long life, and certainly I'm sure it was a good life, being the husband of Queen Elizabeth. But here we are, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinions on anything going on? Now, I will say, I don't want to get too much into the sound today because we've talked so much about this all week. But I was Googling, because that's what we do now. I was Googling things last night and learning what exactly some of these knobs do. Now, this knob is allegedly for clarity. And it even said in the video that you can sound tinny when you turn this knob. Now, that knob is all about clarity. Let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I want to talk about the mall a little bit.
Oh, go right ahead.
And it's all malls, really. But I think one of the biggest downfalls of the malls is you have stores like Walmart and Myers and a few others that carry groceries, everything. You go in there, you get your cart, you can shop for everything. You go to a mall, well, maybe they have a grocery store there, maybe they have a Penny's there, you know, Bath and Body. But you go and change carts at each store, you know.
Well, yeah, I think that was one of the drawbacks of malls. I can't remember if our mall had carts or not. It seems to me like they did, that you could take from store to store.
I don't ever remember them.
Yeah, maybe that's something I have dreamed up since it went by the wayside. But I thought they had some kind of carts because I can't imagine all those little kids being pushed around without any carts.
They might have had something where you put a quarter in and you got a cart and you took it back.
Or maybe people brought their strollers in. I really don't remember how that used to work in the mall. But the mall certainly has seen a downturn, and it's unfortunate. But I think it has more to do with location than anything else.
Yeah, but all malls, you know, are experiencing hard times. But then you got places like Polaris that, you know, where not all the stores are, it's not one store either that are doing well. You know, that baffles you, you know, sometimes too.
Well, you know, I think the Polaris Mall is in an area of heavy commerce. So I think if you want to be, like Easton, if you want to have a business in that area, you're going to have to go to the mall because there's just not enough freestanding buildings. And sometimes the freestanding buildings have a higher rent. And I think that that's why those malls are able to continue on, where our mall and malls like Mansfield and... I recently was in another mall, and I can't remember where it was in Ohio, but it was in fairly bad shape as well. And I think it's because they're in areas that are not high commerce areas anymore. And also, when you lose your anchor stores, it's hard for a little store in the middle to sustain anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, once they lost, you know, Penny's, you know, that was a big, you know, downfall for them.
And they were able to survive for a long time with Sears, and a lot of things in the mall stayed open. But when Sears started to take a downfall, then it seemed like the rest of the mall was not far behind.
And nothing's happened with the Sears building yet. I mean, it's still empty out there.
No, and I doubt it will. You know, I do know that Sears owned that building. I'm not sure when they purchased it from the mall, but I do know that Sears owns it, and with that company not being in such great shape, I don't know what will become of that building. I know the parking lot was in horrible shape, and for years there was talk of how bad a shape the parking lot was in, but nothing was ever done, and certainly highly unlikely that they're going to fix it now, being out of business.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just think a lot of these things have to do with location, because clearly the population in Marion has not taken a tumble.
Yeah, but you look at that Kroger store out there, you know, how good they do.
Well, and I think that's exactly the point. I think that's a need. If you live on the south side of town, or maybe you live in Richwood or an area closer to that area, and you want to go to the grocery store, they have something that is a need. Much like the gas stations out there. You know, that's the only Kroger gas station in Marion where you can go and get the money off from shopping at Kroger. So it's a go-to. But what's the go-to in downtown? What's the go-to in the mall?
But that's the advantage of the Myers and Walmart, you know. If you want to go grocery shopping, but yet you would like to look for, you know, maybe a new pair of pants, you know, you can go grocery shopping and get your pants too. Well, if you went to the mall, you know, if you had to go grocery shopping, yeah, there was a supermarket in the mall at times, but then you had to go there, you know, going down to Sears or Penny's or someplace and get your pants, you know. It just became, you know, a little bit convenient, you know.
Well, yeah, I do think that was a big part of it. I do think the Walmart and Meijer extensions into superstores was a big deal. But I think that you look at a lot of businesses out on Route 95 that probably would have no chance of surviving on Delaware Avenue. I mean, east of Chicago Pizza, I really don't know the inner machinations as to why he moved to Route 95, but...
Yeah, he wasn't doing nothing on Delaware Avenue.
Right, but he's out on Route 95 now, and as far as I know, I saw him not too long ago, Willie, who owns the place, he said things were going well, so I don't know if that was one of the reasonings for him changing locations. I mean, what restaurants besides the fast food ones, Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King, what sit-down restaurants are left out there? El Campesino and San Sodas. I think that's it.
Marion Diner's out there.
The Marion Diner. And, you know, I'm not sure those places, I mean, they're busy sometimes, but even El Campesino's opened up another location on Route 95.
Well, Wendy's must be doing good out there. They're redoing that Wendy's out there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think all the fast food places do. I think, see, that's kind of the point. You know, you have McDonald's and Rally's and Dairy Queen and all that down on North Main Street, and they do well. I think if you put, those are go-to places for people. I think they're willing to go out of their way to go to those places, but I don't think they're willing to go out of their way to go to specialty restaurants.
I think the dollar store on North Main Street does good.
Well, yeah, they've got two of them there now, don't they? They have a Family Dollar and I think a Dollar General on North Main.
Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly there is an area, and you know, the Fair Park area, you look down there, you've got Genova's Pizza, which seems to be doing well. You've got Dino's Drive-Thru, which has been there forever. You got the Duke Gas Station, which has been there forever. You've got King Saver, which that grocery store has been under different names over the years, but always doing well. You've got
Mega Moo,
which has now been there a long time. You know, why does that area do well? And yet, downtown, we don't have one grocery store, certainly the size of even King Saver, downtown.
Well, nobody really goes downtown, you know, enough. Downtown's mainly for, you know, city, you know, lawyers and, you know, the court systems. You know, there's not really, you know, anything downtown to, you know, really go to.
Right.
You know, even the bars downtown, you know, there ain't the bars that used to be downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, what is the reason to go downtown at this point?
You go from east to west, you know, you got to go through downtown, basically, sometimes, but, you know, other than that, there's nothing downtown, to, you know, in the years that I went to, except I had to pay a waiver on a speeding ticket, but.
Right, and you know what, there are things downtown that are great. I mean, I'm not saying that any of these restaurants are bad. I'm not saying that any of the landscaping is bad. I'm not saying the streets are bad. You know, I don't think that that's really the issue. I think the issue is where is it located? You know, downtown came to be because it was located around 423, when 423 was the major highway in Marion. That's why people built there, so people passing through could stop in downtown. Well, when the bypass was built, that was kind of the end of that.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that Harding Hotel there, you know, that street there being closed off. You know, I've been wondering what's the deal with that. I hope you can get some clarification there, but, you know.
I don't know.
I bet that's been close to 2 years now.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to remember when it was closed, and I don't remember. I do know it's been closed most of this year, if not all of this year, but I just can't imagine in my own mind that that has been done because of the damage to the building. That, to me, would be a little shocking, because I can understand them closing it for a short period of time and telling the building owner, you know, you need to repair this so we can get our...
But there's got to be insurance on, you know, that building. Had to be insurance on it somehow.
You would think. But I don't know. See, I don't know on a structure like that, did the wind cause it, or is it just because it's structurally old? And if it's structurally old, does the insurance cover it? I don't know. The weird thing to me about it is that if it is indeed falling down, then how are businesses able to operate out of it? Isn't there some kind of code inspector that would go in there and look at the building?
Right, unless they just don't want to tear, you know, the Hotel Harding down, but hopefully you get the mayor on there, you can get some clarification on that, because that's, I think a lot of people was wondering about that.
Well, yeah, I think it is a big question, and I think a lot of people would just like to see the street open.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, but I appreciate your comments.
Yeah, thanks.
And again, the phone line is open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are we at here? 30 minutes past the hour, 29 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. And again, where we started this conversation earlier, this is not about criticism. I think sometimes people take things like this as criticism. What they are just things you notice and you point out. And if there are logical reasons for it, well, then I don't think that it's all that big a deal, really. Again, if the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is going on. We've got a whole 30-minute period here. And then we're going to try the Family Feud again next hour, which we have not done in a couple weeks. So that'll be a lot of fun to get back to that. I was able to locate that folder after we moved, so I'm happy about that. Here we go. I think we got a phone call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
The Harding Hotel is on the National Register for Historic Buildings. They can't tear it down.
Yeah, I don't think they should tear it down, but I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is, when you have a business operating out of the building, I'm sure there are some codes to operate a business.
Oh, yeah, but I think they've got the side of the building fixed. I know half of the street's open now.
Oh, that's good. So that street, half of the street is open.
Half of the street is open now, and they'll probably have the rest of it open because I was by there yesterday, and I noticed that they seem to have the repair done, unless there's more they're going to do that isn't noticeable.
Well, that's good. That's good to know that finally has taken shape.
But half of the building, or half of the street is open. You can go south on it. You know, down toward Church Street in Columbia.
Oh, good.
That part of the street is open, so.
So they have done some repairs down there. So apparently the street was blocked off because of the damage.
Yeah, it was, but they seem to have pretty much got it under control now because part of the street is open.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Now, what do you think? Do you have any thoughts on the state of downtown Marion and where it should go or what it should do?
Well, I think they killed the state of downtown Marion when they put in all those one-way streets.
I think a lot of people feel that way. I think Center Street and Church Street.
Andy Rooney came here and got in an accident and got on national television and said he'd like to meet the drunk that made out the streets in downtown Marion. It was one of the worst places he'd ever been.
Well, it is confusing, and I think sometimes it's hard to explain that to somebody who lives here, because if you live here, you know it, so you just kind of fall into the pattern of it. But if you don't live here, it is very confusing.
But I think they literally ruined the downtown and killed it when they made all those one-way streets. I really do.
Well, and unfortunately, they did it right at the time that the bypass was opening up on the east side of town, and that was not a good combination for downtown Marion.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate the information on the Harding Hotel. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. So what we learned from that phone call was clearly the damage on the side of the Harding Hotel was what was causing that street to be closed. But apparently the repairs are being done now. And if you want to go south on that street toward Church Street, you are now able to do that. So that's certainly a positive. 33 and a half minutes past the hour here. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As we continue on this morning, having a conversation about the city we live in. You know, what's always funny to me is if you live here and and you are speaking about something here, clearly you want it to get better. Why would anybody want something to get worse? That would be a defeating purpose. But I think what you really want is just to address the problem and then say, well, how can we fix the problem? Because I think groupthink is the best way to fix most problems. And again, if the phone lines have been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Thoughts on the mall? We've talked about the mall today. Thoughts on downtown Marion? Thoughts on the east side of town? Thoughts on North Main Street? All the areas of Marion. And what is doing well? What is not doing so well? And what could be done to help in some of these particular incidents? But as I say, I was looking, and again, the phone line, 740-383-9944. Or if you want to talk about the royal family and discuss what that's all about, which I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was talking to a friend from out of town that had to come to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles to register a vehicle. And so he says, I pulled into that, whoever designed the back-end parking by the county building. And then he says, after I got pulled in, went the door, and the front door was locked. So then he says, I get back in the car, drive back around the place, and pulled in and went into the motor vehicles, and he says that was fine. He says that all worked out fine, but he says I didn't understand the back end parking.
Well, you know, that when that happened, when was it? A couple years ago.
It's been that long, has it?
I don't know. I just remember people thought it was a joke. People thought that they had come in the middle of the night and painted the lines wrong.
Yes.
So I don't know where that idea came from, and is it a good idea? I don't know. I'm still not sure what it was supposed to do.
And then he says after he done all that, he got in and he was switching because it was a leased vehicle. He said he went in, and he says, that was all fine. He says, you know, I didn't have to wait that long or anything. So the girl that he talked with, she didn't understand quite about that because it was a leased car. So she asked another lady, and here, when they had leased it, whoever they leased it from had already registered it, so he didn't have to go anyway. So that was a situation. But anyway, all's good. The sunshine and spring's here. Quit your complaining.
I know. At some point, we have to let it go. But I guess what this stems from in general is the conversation I was having this week about people who feel that only good news should be brought about. And I'm okay with things just being as they are, and let's talk about what's going on. But, when people try to black out all the bad stuff, I mean, you can't black it out. You can only ignore it. And I'm not sure if ignoring it's the best way to go.
Well, no, but then I'm old, and I'm pretty situated. I have no problems, health problems otherwise. But I want to tell you, when I got that stimulus check, and it was in my checking account, I said, when I was working, when I first graduated, if I'd have had that much money, I would have been crazy.
Now, how are you going to do anything special with it?
Well, now my son says that stimulus check means you're supposed to spend it to stimulate the economy.
Right.
Well, I'm kind of partial to security and tucking it away, so when I have to buy tires or the furnace goes out or any of that, you know, then I'll have that to lean on. I won't have to go get me a loan or anything like that.
Do you think that the younger people who are still working and still getting a paycheck every week, do you think they have that same philosophy? Are they?
No.
Yeah, I know. They're out buying televisions.
Yeah, they're up. And now my son, who he's very cautious about his money, but he says that's what stimulus means, is stimulate the economy. And I says, well, I'll let everybody else do that, and I'll just settle my security.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I know a lot of senior citizens in the last couple of days just got their stimulus.
I did, too. I just got mine. Yeah. I thought they'd forgot me.
Well, and it's nice now because I'm interested to see what will happen with that. You know, the economy right now, you know, we don't hear as much about it as we did certainly during election time.
No, well, we have other things, you know, like people, well, whatever, you know. But I think that, you know, you got to think about, and the people that are going out and buying the big screen TVs, are going to be next week, they don't have any money.
Well, I'll tell you something, and this is odd. Last year, you know, when this whole stimulus thing started, I knew somebody who was perpetually in financial trouble. Now, I don't know why they were always in financial trouble, but they were.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of a few months, they got their tax return, which was a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
They got their stimulus last year, which was a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some refund on some college loans that they had paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got all this money, and yet they never stopped working during the entire time period. And yet, by the time June and July came,
they were broke.
And I don't know how that happens.
Well, I said, I've never, ever got any money. I've always earned every dime I had. I raised three kids that went to work. They all three worked. None of them had a college education or college loans to have to pay off. But I guess it's because I put them to work when they was about 14 doing something.
Well,
and so now they have that nasty habit of going to work every day.
Well, but you know what shocks me? The person who I'm thinking of did work every day. It was not one of those people who lost their jobs during the pandemic. They were making no more or less money than they were before it. And now they had all this extra money within a short period of time. Stimulus, tax return, and this unexpected refund from college loans. And yet they still had no money. And I always wondered, what in the world were they buying?
Well, yeah, a big screen TVs, going out to eat in fancy restaurants, and probably going and leasing a car that they didn't have, or a big four-wheel drive pickup truck or something.
You know, I think that's the biggest problem that people have, is they go out during those times, and they get a different car, something that they're going to have to continue to pay on when the stimulus money's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're even in a worse pickle than they were before.
And then heaven help if they have, you know, a problem, say that car that they just bought, it really wasn't that good idea, and they got a lot of expenses with that. And then they're sitting with a, you know, a down face. Well, I don't have the money.
Right. You know, I think you're either good with money or you're bad with money. And if you're bad, you know, what I remember, honestly, this person planning vacation, you know, that involved plane tickets and things like that. And I remember thinking, holy mackerel, you know, you were complaining how in bad a financial shape you were a couple months ago. Now you have a chance to unbury yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you're spending $1,000 on plane tickets, and heaven help you how much money you're going to spend on this vacation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a brother loaned a woman some money because she either ran or whatever, and she said she was one of his coworkers, and he thought, and so he loaned her the money, and the next week she was talking to the break room about the tickets that they'd got for Disney, and they had a whole year to pay for it, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and Jerry thought, good grief, yesterday she didn't have money to pay the rent.
Doesn't that irk you? You know, I'll tell you, that is one of the most irking things when somebody asks you for money and you're nice enough to either loan or give it to them, and then they go right in front of your face and spend
mm-hmm.
money on something that they clearly, it's not a have to.
No, well, it wasn't like emergency room stop or anything like that. But yeah, it's just weird. And there's people that I don't care how much money they make, they're always going to be broke.
Well, I tell you what, you should take a little bit of that, not all of it, but take a little bit of that stimulus money, maybe $100 or something, and just go out and have the best meal you've ever had.
Why? Because tomorrow it'll be gone. And what happens if you get indigestion from it tonight? And see, I like to buy something that I can keep. That's the reason I don't travel, because I can't put it in my hand.
What is a good gift for? Because I think $100, based on what we got, is a good. You know, you're certainly not going to break the bank with that. You're still going to have a fair amount of money in the bank. But also, you can still buy things for $100 that might be meaningful if you look for it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you buy with $100?
Oh, gracious. Well, I wouldn't buy any clothes because, you know, it used to be you go to Euler's and Frank's and Sutton's, and when you came out, you looked like you had dressed from Euler's, Frank's, and Sutton's. Now you go out, and if you even go to Kohl's, I'm talking local people, go to Kohl's, and you spend more money, then you look like you bought it all at Walmart.
That's true. That's true. Old Navy, I think, started that.
Somebody did, but the American people jumped on it, and I'll tell you, Scott, I've always had the habit of having a little cash in the sugar bowl.
Well, that's true, and it does make you feel safe when you
have
it in there.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be much. You know, I told this one lady, because as soon as she knows the kid says she's got paid or got a month check, boy, they're visiting her. I says, why don't you just give me $100 and I'll put it in my freezer in the refrigerator, and then you don't have to lie to the kids and tell them you don't have no money, because you don't have any, but you still have a little security.
That's right. If you have enough money to get bus fare out of town, you're always safe.
That's true.
That's
true.
You can always get away.
And you always, always have to have a roof over your head.
You know, that is important. You know, sometimes we put so much into our cars. You know, we can get around without cars. It may be difficult, but it can be done. But if you don't have a place to go home to at night, that's rough.
Yeah, and I think in the last year we have learned a lot of stuff we thought we absolutely had to do and have. In the last year has taught us a good lesson. No, we guess we really didn't have to do it.
That's true. We've learned a lot of lessons. Well,
yeah. Hey, Scott, it's been real.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
The voice is very good today.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm glad to hear that the voice reports are that we're sounding good. Nothing worse than coming into somebody's house and sounding bad. But now there's an interesting question we stumbled upon. Because I do know a lot of senior citizens got their stimulus this week. Now, if you do want to put it back, which there's nothing wrong with that for a rainy day, if you just took $100, we're going to cap it at $100. You just wanted to take $100 of mad money and spend it. What would you spend it on? Think if everybody did that. Think if everybody who got a stimulus only took $100 of their personal stimulus, because some people got money for their kids. But let's say you only took $100 of your personal stimulus and you said, I'm going to spend this on something I would never buy with the money I make at my job. What would you spend the $100 on? I know, you know, I should say 100 and speak properly. But, you know, around these parts, we say 100. So what would you take $100 of this stimulus and buy if that was the cap? Would you go out and have a nice meal at a certain place? Would you go buy clothes? Would you go buy shoes? Would you go buy some type of electrical device, you know? Some kind of cell phone, some kind of tablet? Would you go on the internet? Would you go buy something at the grocery store that normally you don't buy to put in your house? Would you buy exercise equipment? What would you buy with $100? What would you do? How creative can you be? If it's just like somebody giving you $100 and saying you can do anything with this but spend it on bills. What would you spend that $100 on? Would you go on a mini vacation? Would you fill the car with $100 of gasoline and just drive as far as you could on it? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I think that's an interesting question. Makes people think. Because $100 is certainly not a million. You're not going to buy one of these big $1,000 flat screen televisions with $100. But you can still do something. You know, I think a lot of people might just go to the grocery store and buy $100 of Swiss cake rolls and eat them up and have a good time. 740-383-9944. What would you do with $100? Tough question for a lot of people. Now, what else can we talk about here? Well, we can still talk about downtown. You know, I'm glad to hear that the... Is it Cummins Avenue? You know, those streets downtown... I still have an issue with Vine Street being an alley. I still believe, in my heart, that the part of Vine Street that goes from Mount Vernon Avenue to Center Street is an alley. But people say it's a street, so you know I'm willing to concede on this point right now. But in my mind, if somebody were to ask me, I would say it was an alley. Any thoughts on downtown Marion? Any thoughts on the mall area? Any thoughts on the east side of town? Any thoughts on North Main Street? You know, has anybody heard any more about this? What I've heard is an autism school is being put in where Ryan's and Ponderosa were out on Route 95 in front of Meijer. Now, I don't know if that's... I don't know where that's been advertised. Maybe it's a social media thing. But I keep hearing about an autism school. Clearly, they are doing work out there. Doing a lot of work with the landscape out front. I don't know if they're planning on adding on to the building or what they're doing. But does anybody know any more about the autism school out on Route 95? There where Ryan's and Ponderosa was for so many years. I haven't heard much about that in local talk. I've heard that it's coming, but I don't know if it's going to be a private school or somehow affiliated with the public school. You know what I don't hear a whole lot about is this school that went in where Marion Catholic High School was. You know, this, does anybody know anybody who goes there? I assume they must be doing okay because they've stayed open for a few years now, but I really never understood, I think they called it an alternative school, you know, where the old Marion Catholic High School used to be out on 95. I don't know really what that is. I don't think they ever called it a charter school. I think it was just called an alternative school, but it was my understanding was you could send your kids there because we have open enrollment. So if your kids went to a city school or a county school, they could be sent to that school there where Marion Catholic High School used to be. I don't know. I never really understood much about that school. I talked to a few people who were involved with it, but other than the fact that it was just smaller classrooms, which I think may have been the appeal, beyond that, I never really heard much. 740-383-9944. So there's a lot of topics on the table. If you had $100 from your stimulus, what would you do with it if you weren't going to spend it on bills or anything like that? $100, and you could spend it on anything, what would you do? Also, any news on the autism school that allegedly is coming in where Ryan's and Ponderosa used to be? Any news on the school there where Marion Catholic High School used to be? You know, that's what you do when you're in a town for a long time. You start referring to places by what they used to be. And have you noticed all the food trucks? When did food trucks become so popular? I was out in, Walmart's parking lot? the other day, and there were two food trucks set up there right next to each other. One, I think, was doing snow cones, and the other, I'm not even sure what they were doing. I don't know if it was... Was it like chicken sandwiches or something? I don't remember exactly. But two food trucks set up there right next to each other. Are food trucks the way of the future? What is the appeal of food trucks? I know here in downtown Marion, there is a food truck. Now, I don't know if it's still set up, but it was down here. Was it on that in that alley of Vine Street? I know it's in one of those areas down here. And I passed by it one Friday night going to the station, and there was a line of people out there. And there was also a food truck one day over in City Hall's parking lot. And there were a line of people waiting out there for that food truck. What is with these food trucks? Is that something to do with the pandemic? Or is that just a new way of doing things? I don't know. You know, I always thought the reason people went to drive-thrus is because they didn't want to get out of their car. But a food truck is exactly the opposite. You're not going to go in and sit down, but you certainly got to get out of your car to walk over and order. Does anybody know anything about these food trucks? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Our last 5 minutes in this particular program before we come back and play Family Feud. We've had a lot of great participation this morning. I appreciate it. But still a lot of questions on the table here in our remaining 5 minutes this morning. You know, every time I talk about these knobs, somebody calls in. So maybe I should start talking about the knobs again here on the board. What I've learned is this is about clarity. So the more I turn this up, this is what gives you the tinny sound, but it's clarity. And then this knob is what gives you the bass. This puts the bass in your voice. So I don't know if you turn that like that and you turn that like that. I don't know what you end up getting. It's hard to tell what comes out on the other side. But one day we will get it all fixed, and hopefully it will be this particular weekend. But I did not know that these were bass areas. And then this also is supposed to be some kind of bass, but apparently it's a bad bass. The low-end bass, I guess, is what they would call that. So we've got the clarity turned up all the way. The clarity knob on the soundboard. Of all things you have to learn about when you're working as a sound engineer. Alrighty. Well, at least the calls are still coming in and the information is still coming in. That's the important thing that we strive for here at this radio station. And remember, as long as the weather holds out, tomorrow morning somebody will be working on the antenna, hopefully to get it back to where it was, and also some work will be being done in the studio here to hopefully remedy the echo problem, the echo chamber that we have been in, to eliminate the sound issues that we've been having. Although we did get a thumbs up to this morning that things were sounding okay, which that makes me feel good at this particular point. Hopefully it's sounding good on your mobile devices as well, because I do know a lot of people listen on the mobile devices. All right, last chance to call in this hour. We're down to the final 2 minutes here, 740-383-9944. If it's been ringing busy all hour and you've wanted to get in on this conversation or say anything, this would be the time to do it, 740-383-9944. You know, we have a bunch of flyers here at the station in which people have dropped off things locally that they wanted to talk about. And yesterday, for some reason, Glenn threw them all in the garbage can. Now, I think he picked them up with his papers, because I think he read a lot yesterday, and he just threw all these things in the garbage can. Now, I'm going to chalk it up to, again, him just picking them up with his papers, but who really knows? Maybe Glenn just wanted to get rid of them. He was tired of looking at all of the papers on the soundboard. But I had to pull them out of the garbage can and put them back up on the board because heaven knows there are several announcements to make. 1 minute left here in this particular hour. Remember, next hour I'm going to pull the folder out and we're going to go back to the Family Feud, which that should be a lot of fun because we have not done that in at least a couple weeks. So hopefully the participation will be there. Hopefully you will enjoy it. And hopefully we will get a lot of correct answers this morning here on WWGH Radio. Remember, if the reception is not so good where you are, you can listen on the website, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app, which is absolutely free on any mobile device, and search WWGH, and there we will be. We've got Family Feud from 10 until 11 this morning. We've got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 11 to 12. And then we've probably got more Family Feud coming today from 12 to 1 on this station. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place to Legendary.